It's been a long night. Catering has packed up and left. The dealer has departed, and it's just the butler and me with the three guests. The game has broken up finally, with Mr. Ricardo Leona being the big winner. This game was played with cash, which is a strange thing to observe. I'm used to the games at the Del Sol all being played with chips. Here, stacks of bills were put in the center of the table. I found it hard to tear my eyes from that much money. The butler gestures for me to follow him out, and we walk to the living room. He pulls an envelope from his pocket.
Mr. Crow wanted me to convey his gratitude for tonight, and give you this as a token of his appreciation. He sees it as a personal favor. Of course, your discretion regarding tonight's players is expected.
Of course, I say, taking the envelope. Thank you. Please tell Mr. Crow it was my pleasure.
And this one is from Mr. Leona.
I take it, feeling something odd inside. It better not be a hotel room key card. Okay, thanks.
I'll show you out.
I just need to use the restroom, if I may.
Of course, Miss Fox. It's there.
He gestures to a door in the hall leading out.
You can see yourself out, then.
Yes, thank you. I grab my shoulder bag and walk to the restroom as he heads toward the gaming room. The hall bath is large and as luxurious as I've ever seen. There's a small velvet tufted bench in front of a makeup mirror. I sit and remove my heels, rubbing my aching feet. I take a pair of black flats from my bag and slip them on, shoving my heels inside. I wash my hands and splash water on my cheeks. I lean to the mirror, studying the dark circles under my eyes, then check my watch. It's almost 5 a.m. In a half hour, the sun will rise. I glance at the envelopes idling on the counter. I rip open the one from Axel. It's 10 $100 bills. I tuck it in my bag and look at the second envelope from Ricardo Leona. I tear it open. Rather than money, it's a gaming chip from the Del Sol. My eyes widen at the value. I've seen one before, but only a select few ever play with them. It's our gold chip, worth $100,000. My jaw drops. Angry voices jolt me from my numbed stare. I turn to look at the closed door, straining to hear. It's garbled. I crack the door, turn off the light, and peer out. I know the importance of the non-disclosure I was asked to sign when I arrived. Anything I overhear, I can't tell anyone. That doesn't keep my curiosity from getting the best of me. They're arguing about the game. Someone is calling another a cheater. Oh, crap. I've seen this type of behavior before, and it never ends well.